KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Friday means another Friday financial update with Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates. Brian, thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure. And I apologize for any background noise you get. It's just too nice to take this call inside. So I'm out in the sunshine.
Oh, I will take bird tweets all day. And I'm not talking, about from X. So here we are post tax day. Did you survive, Brian?
I did just fine this year, Steve. Thanks for asking. Yeah.
But, you know, I know that it's one of those things really every year we probably get to. And as we prepare to either walk through our taxes with someone or do them ourselves, it's like, you know what? I totally intended this year to do it this way. And so really post April 15th, it's a good time to not delay in those actions.
Right. And what we see is a lot of people only think about their taxes during the tax season, sort of February to April, because they have to. They don't want to go to jail, so they want to get their taxes filed. But we see once people file, they find themselves in one of three camps. They either overpaid, which means they get a tax refund, which is a good feeling to get some money back from the government, but usually not good planning. We can talk about that more. Or they got pretty close. You know, they either got a very small refund or paid a very little amount. They were pretty close to right on with what they paid throughout the prior year. Or they made some mistakes. Maybe they underwithheld their taxes or received more income than they planned. So they are behind and they have to write a big check to the IRS and to the state. So you're either underpaid, overpaid, or just about right. It's kind of a Goldilocks thing.
Yeah. So, Brian, is there really any reason? I mean, I imagine, you know, there's just regularly you hear from, yeah, man, I got a nice big return. You know, there's problems associated with that.
Right. And to clarify a point of language, just in case there's any tax advisors listening, when you get money back, it's not a return. The tax return is what you file. The tax refund is when you get money back.
There you go.
So, yeah, it's actually one of my pet peeves as a planner is when people get a big refund and they celebrate it. If you get a big refund, you should be kicking yourself. And why is that? That's money in your pocket, right? That's a good thing. But what that means is that you overpaid your taxes last year. And that means when you get a big refund that you just gave the federal or state government, or maybe both, a interest-free loan throughout the year where they got to use your money throughout the year and then they pay you back what you overpaid. And especially in this world where we're getting, 5% or more on low-risk savings accounts or no-risk savings accounts, it's not a good deal to give extra money to the government. So think that could have been extra money you could have put in your retirement plan, extra money you could have used to pay down debts or to use on expenses throughout the year. So to get a big check this time of year is not a big positive. It's not a cause for celebration in my mind.
Yeah. And for those that are thinking, well, that's okay. That doesn't bother me. But remember, this is the same group of people that if you owe them money, trust me, there's plenty of interest.
Yes. Yes. So they understand the power of not having that money when they need it. And what I often tell people too, is let's say you've got a $3,000 refund last year. That's $250 a month. If you've been putting that same money in your retirement plan on a pre-tax basis, not only would you have more in your retirement savings right now, but also you would have received a deduction for that. And that would have lowered your taxes even further. So there's a lot of power in wisely using that money. Again, if you got a couple $100 refund, that's probably not bad at all. You probably did really good planning. You landed right where you should be. But if you're getting thousands and thousands of dollars in refunds, not exactly the best plan.
Yeah. So, Brian, let's talk to those that are either doing the taxes themselves or, maybe they have someone preparing their taxes, whether that's, just the, there's no relationship. This is a place I can go, give them the information and they'll give me the paperwork done. Or maybe someone you do have a relationship with, but, Brian, how important it is, depending on, how complicated your taxes are, that you find those areas. I mean, there's, you know, it's bobbing, dodging, weaving, and navigating through various opportunities, really, to pay less taxes.
Yeah. And that's a great question for this time of year, Steve, because what you're talking about there is tax planning, you know, working with a professional or doing your own research to be more wise with how you manage your taxes. And it's biblical to pay your taxes. We're supposed to pay to the government what's owed, but not a penny more. And so if you're not being wise with your taxes, it's probably a gap in your stewardship. And what I love about this time of year is, as I mentioned before, everyone thinks about taxes February to April, but really tax planning is best done between now and the end of the year, when you can reflect on what your taxes looked like last year, engage a professional, a tax advisor, a CPA, or other professional, to help you with that if you're not equipped to do it yourself, and then make better decisions. And the reason I say this is a good time of year is tax professionals are very hard to sit down with and do planning when they're in the rush of tax season. But from May to, let's say, August is a great time of the year to sit down and say, I do not like the way my taxes shook out last year. I overpaid too much, or I underpaid by a lot. I need to be more smart here. And during that window, when the tax professionals are not up against the deadline, they can give you their full attention and they can help you be strategic. And a lot of times what we see is paying a few hundred dollars to a tax professional to help you with a plan can pay back with significant rewards in terms of being more smart with how you use your money throughout the year and how you prepare for taxes. And so when I say tax deadlines, tax advisors fall into deadlines around September 15th, October 15th. And then you kind of get a little end of year planning window sometimes with tax advisors in the fourth quarter. But this is a great time to start thinking about, you know, whether or not you were pleased with how your taxes played out. And if you've never done any tax planning, there may be missed opportunities there.
Well, Brian, I'm not sure how much you can help here, but I'm going to throw it out. You know, when for someone who doesn't have someone that assists them with their taxes, just like going to find a mechanic, a dentist, a doctor, a certified financial planner, a certified kingdom advisor, you know, what are the steps? What are some good practices for finding the right person to assist with taxes?
Yeah, so referral is always helpful. If you can ask people you know, because they can speak to the experience they've had working with a tax advisor that may serve their family. What you're really looking for is a CPA, which is a certified public accountant. And there's also CPAs who might be certified kingdom advisors. So if you go to the Kingdom Advisors website, you can go to find an advisor, and you can find CPAs who will plan for you with a biblical perspective. So that can be helpful as well when you're getting into concepts such as generosity, as well as legacy planning. So also, if you have a financial professional you're working with, a financial advisor, they may have a list of CPAs they recommend. I know we do. Folks that we know have reasonable cost, good service, and are taking new clients. One of the biggest challenges right now, Steve, if you just go on and look up CPAs, you might find people through Google, but many of them may not be taking new clients because the accounting industry has been very compressed with a lot of retirements and not a lot of new people coming in. So yeah, ask around, look for a certified kingdom advisor, and ask other financial professionals you might work with. They probably have some names that you can reach out to.
Well, very good. Well, we're less than 365 days away from the next big date on the calendar most of us are concerned with, and now really is the time. I think that's some wise insight, and I intentionally, yes, I go to Insight because the Insights tab at johnmoore.com, we constantly remind our listener, is a free resource to find all kinds of information. What would you tell our listeners, Brian?
Yeah, we just posted our April content a little late this month, but it's there, and it's all on the topic of interest rates, which has been a headline-grabbing concept the last couple of weeks in particular. So definitely encourage listeners to jump on johnmoore.com, look for that Insights tab, and read our latest post. We also set up where you can sign up for those posts so that you can receive them as they come available.
Very good. Well, enjoy the sunshine, or what you can of the getting the vitamin D while you're outside there, Brian, and the birds tweeting and the green grass. And enjoy your weekend. We look forward to catching up with you next Friday.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.